You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast on this Tuesday, May 22nd, 2018. I am your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it. You can do that on iTunes or Spotify, and we will deliver the show to your device each day so you can listen wherever and whenever you feel like it. Also, if you enjoy the show, give it a good review in iTunes. Thanks to those who have done so. Thanks in advance if you're going to do so. Well, no Sam Darnold today. If you missed yesterday's show, Sam Darnold was our guest, the new Jets quarterback, so be sure to give that episode of this podcast a listen. Instead, today we're going to talk about depth, and I'm going to name you the three spots on the roster where I think the Jets have the best depth. Now, I want to put a disclaimer in front of this. I'm doing some projections here, and some of this is based on upside, so you might want to call this depth/upside rather than just pure depth. And the reason I'm doing that is quite simple, and this is not a knock on the Jets. It's just the Jets don't have a lot of spots where there are multiple proven players where even their backups are proven good players, but that's not a knock on them because you look across the league, even a lot of the really good teams, there are very few spots where you have where anybody has multiple proven good players. So I'm doing a little projection here. So I'm going with proven good players and guys who have some upside, guys who have a reasonable degree of upside. And I understand upside's debatable, but I just feel like I know it when I see it. So this is going to get subjective. You know, you look at the tight end position for the Jets this year, they don't have proven players, but is there a lot of upside there? I don't know. You have Clive Walford in the mix, who's a guy who has not been overly productive. He hasn't been the worst player in the league, but not a guy who's necessarily overly productive. You have Chris Herndon. You have Jordan Leggett, who, again, some might argue have upside, but these are day three picks who don't have a track record in the NFL. So, again, I think maybe a little tough to argue there. And then Eric Tomlinson, solid blocker, but you know we don't really know what he is as a receiver. So I think it's a tough case. I think, you know, the fact that the two guys, and I actually do think Herndon and Leggett could eventually turn into decent players, but the problem is that they're essentially setting foot on an NFL field for the first time. They're going to need time to develop, even if they're going to turn into good players. You know, you look at the quarterback position last year. Is it all about youth? Well, no, because last year's quarterback position, I don't think you'd say there was a lot of upside there. You had the then 38-year-old Josh McCown, and then you have two young guys, but Bryce Petty and Christian Hackenberg, both had very questionable upside. So again, it's kind of a combination of what's your pedigree, where are you at your career, how many skills have you flashed, what's your physical tool set, and you know you may have one of those four, but are you going to have? I mean, how many of them do you have? So again, I'm going to be subjective here. So we'll start with the first position, and I'm actually going to go to one I just named. Last year, I don't think the quarterback position had a lot of upside. This year, I do. I think this, I actually like where the Jets are. You know, I actually read an article last week on ESPN where the Jets quarterback situation was ranked 31st in the league. And the author made an argument. He said something to the effect of, it's tough to see how things get better here, short term or long run. Tough to see how you can feel optimistic short run or long run. And I read that, I'm like, really? Now, I actually can understand the argument short run because you have journeyman Josh McCown in there. You have Teddy Bridgewater, who, if you're a glasses half full kind of person, glasses half empty kind of person, I'm sorry, you may say, well, you know, there were some question marks even before he got hurt. Now he's coming back from the injury. And then Sam Darnold, who obviously was our guest yesterday. Well, listen to that show if you haven't already. He's great. He was great. He did a great job in that interview. So I'll name it again. You know, even if you love Darnold, I can understand the case that maybe he's more of a long-term play. Maybe you think he's going to need some development year one. But how can you possibly say that it's tough to see how this thing gets better long-term? You just drafted a quarterback with the third pick in the draft. I mean, how a top-five pick turns the position around long-term. But you know something? I think that this has the potential to be a good position this year. I'm not the biggest McCown fan in the world, but I think you enter this this year, you'll enter training camp this year, and there's a possibility McCown will be the third best quarterback on the roster. And if McCown's the third best quarterback on the roster, that's not a terrible situation. That's a pretty good, he's better than almost every team's third best quarterback. And even if he's your second best quarterback, I mean, he's a guy who's, nobody has a good backup. So, is McCown a great starter? No, but is he a type of guy who can hold the fort a little bit as a backup? Sure. So I like the upside here. And this is more of an upside play than a proven situation, because you do have the two guys who are wild cards, but you have two guys who are pretty young, who both have a lot of upside, I'd say. You have Bridgewater, who was off to a pretty solid start. And I'll argue with anybody who says he wasn't off to a solid start. I think he was off to a solid start in his career with Minnesota. And I understand that you could make an argument either way for him, but I was a fan of his at Louisville. I thought he had a lot of good skills. I thought he had a lot of good tools. And he came out and played pretty solid football behind a very shaky offensive line. So, I don't know what Bridgewater's situation is with his knee, but he's a guy who's flashed some talent. And then, of course, you do have Darnold, who, I think of the quarterbacks this year, there are only two guys, and I'm not guaranteeing Darnold's going to be a great quarterback as a rookie, but I only think that there are two guys who would not shock me if they went in and played effective football as a rookie. One was Rosen, and Darnold's the other. So I can't rule it out. And again, this is a projection. Listen, it could certainly not be a great situation this year. I can understand in the short run if you're not as high on this quarterback position as I am. I think long term you have to like the Jets' prognosis at the position. But even in the short run, I think they've given themselves a couple different options for things to work out. And if worse comes to worse, and I'm not wild about the idea of McCown starting games, but for me, McCown makes more sense for the Jets this year, where you're just looking for a guy who's going to kind of be a placeholder. And I think they paid McCown too much, and I've said my piece on that, but that contract has been given out, so you have to make do with what you have now. And having him around is kind of a placeholder. That makes sense to me because, last year you were just kind of like looking for any sign of hope. So, and you knew you probably weren't going to have much of a season. I didn't see what the point of having McCown around for that situation. I thought they should have gone out and found somebody with more upside. This year it makes more sense. If you're just kind of looking for a guy who's a placeholder, who's going to buy into his role, who's going to be willing to keep the seat warm, and then fade into a backup role once Sam Darnold's ready, and you still have Bridgewater around. So I like what the Jets have at the quarterback position. I think that I'm optimistic. I'm cautiously so. If following this team for as long as I've followed them for has taught me anything, your optimism should always be cautious. But I am cautiously optimistic at this position because I think they've given themselves a couple different options to have success. And if worst comes to worst, is McCown the worst guy you can throw out there for a couple of games? No, he's not. I mean, he's a guy who's going to be fine, and he's going to buy into his role. So I think that this is a position where if we're talking depth/upside, I'd like the quarterback position for the Jets. The second position I'm going to talk about are the targets the quarterbacks will have. And, I mentioned a little earlier that tight end position not looking so great for the Jets, I would say. I think the wide receiver position, again, you have talent there. You do have proven talent at the wide receiver position. Now, I understand you got young guys, but young also does mean some degree of upside. But you have guys who have produced on the NFL level. Two, in fact. You have Robbie Anderson, who seems to keep getting better. He was the star of preseason in 2016, and that can go either way. Just playing great in the preseason does not necessarily guarantee that you're going to have success once the real games start going. But then late in the 2016 season, he started to kind of come on. Last year was a tough spot because you have to remember the other receiver the Jets have who's proven, Quincy Enunwa, who we'll get to in a minute, went down in the preseason. So, or he actually went down before the preseason. He went down in training camp at a practice at the Meadowlands. So he was in a tough spot because he was really the only, he was kind of the focal point of the passing game in many ways. He was kind of the one big play threat they have. And he still thrived last year. He really showed you signs that he's developing into one of the better big play threats in the league. And then you do have Enunwa, who's, I think, more of a possession guy, more of a guy who's going to do some damage after the catch, but a guy who's going to be useful working the middle of the field. And I think in some ways Enunwa can help compensate for a lack of production at the tight end position, because he's a guy who's going to be a big target, middle of the field, kind of a security blanket, I think, for perhaps Sam Darnold, perhaps another quarterback. And he's a guy who can help a little bit in the blocking game. He's just one of those receivers who isn't going to be afraid to get dirty, throw some key blocks. He's very much in the you know, I don't know what I want to say Larry Fitzgerald mold, because I don't want to equate him to Larry Fitzgerald. But if you look at the way Arizona over the last few years kind of utilized Larry Fitzgerald as a blocker, I think there are some comparisons there. I'm not saying Anunua is as good of a wide receiver as Larry Fitzgerald. I'm saying the role where you have a receiver help as a blocker, maybe he can help out a little bit there. And then you have Jermaine Kearse, who, you know, is a guy who can help you out in the slot. In a pinch, he might be able to produce a little bit on the outside. I mean, he'll have games where he plays very well. He'll have games where he disappears. He's kind of a stopgap veteran, a little insurance policy, and not a very expensive one. And then you have some guys, again, some guys with some upside. Terrell Pryor, how much am I expecting out of him? I don't know. I mean, but he's a guy who did post 1,000 yards 2 years ago, so you have that. And you have some young guys. Ardarius Stewart, what are you going to have out of him? I don't know. Chad Hansen, guy who a lot of people were surprised fell to the fourth round, and I understand a little earlier I kind of poo-pooed the idea of a fourth round pick having upside, but I actually like Hansen. I think he was a guy, people I know who have kind of questioned why he went as low as he did. So there's people who like him a year under his belt, which is important. So, you know, I think that there are enough viable options there that this could be a pretty good receiving core. Now, the top end is the question. You know, do you have a go-to guy in this offense? Can Anderson or Anunua fill that role? We'll find out, but I really like the options that the Jets have at this position, and I think that it has the potential to be pretty good. And again, we're talking about upside as much as anything, and they've loaded this roster with some upside plays at the position. So the thing about relying on upside guys who aren't proven, if you have one guy, what are the odds that any single player is going to produce when they're a question mark? Well, not that great. But if you have three guys, what are the odds one out of three produces? Now, that's a little bit better, and that's where you've given yourself a fighting chance. Third spot I'll give you for depth/upside on the Jets is one that they've really reworked in the last couple of weeks, and I'm going to go with the defensive line. And I think heading into the draft, it was not a position that projected as one of strength for the team, but now I think there are enough viable options there that you could have a shot at being pretty solid. And you obviously start with Leonard Williams, who has really, I think, this is my opinion, I think he's given you everything you could ask for the first 3 years. I think he's been a really solid player. I think he's totally justified the sixth overall pick. Now, is he a superstar at this point? No. Does he have the potential to be? Sure, he's still young enough. I mean, he's really not. You'd be surprised how young Leonard Williams is if you look it up. So I still think there's upside there. Even if he doesn't get better, though, he's a high-end starter. He's a guy who, in a good year, is going to go to the Pro Bowl. You have to be very happy to have him. After him, we have Steve McClendon, a solid nose tackle, really nothing else to say. Does his job very well, does it with very little fanfare. As I've said recently, it's kind of amazing. You look at the Jets coming off back-to-back 5-11 seasons. There really have not been many bright spots on this team. And you would think that a guy would not be underrated. You'd think pretty much anybody who's good on this team would get recognition just because there aren't many options. But I almost feel like McClendon kind of flies under the radar. He's a guy who people don't appreciate how good he is. Now, beyond that, you do have some question marks, but you have guys with upside. You have Henry Anderson, who was acquired in a trade with the Colts, who has been a pretty solid run stuffer. He's been a guy who's done his job pretty effectively. Is he going to add a lot to the pass rush? Probably not, but he's a guy who, he's not necessarily filling a pass rush role for you. He's a guy you're counting on to play the run. And I think he's shown you some. Now, again, injuries are a question mark with him, and I think there's some degree of question about an injury he suffered early in his career. Some have argued his play has gone down a little bit since he suffered a very serious knee injury early in his career. But again, a guy who's a pretty solid, has been a pretty solid player, does his job fairly effectively. And then after that, you have the third round pick, Nathan Shepard. And am I telling you Shepard's going to be great as a rookie? No, but he's a guy with a lot of talent. And I'll tell you, people I know who are like the really old school kind of scouts, guys who really, really dig in talent evaluation, lots of people like this pick a lot. And I'm not sure, is it going to happen as a rookie? I don't know. But a guy with plenty of talent, and a guy who maybe plays situational, gets a few snaps here or there, maybe he can do something. And after that, Mike Pinnell, who, again, another guy who probably just due to the nature of the position he plays doesn't really make a ton of plays that stand out. He's more of a guy who does the dirty work, and a guy who I think probably flies under the radar more than he should based on his play last year, because there were a couple of penalties that were not great. But that said, I think on the whole, his play was pretty effective last year. So I think depth upside, I like what the defensive line is at now, and I like it more than I did a couple weeks ago. So those are the three positions where I like what the Jets have in terms of depth slash upside: their quarterback, their wide receiver, defensive line. But I'd love to hear what you have to say. I'd love to hear your thoughts on what positions you like with where the Jets, you feel like the Jets have a good combination of quality players, quality depth, and players who have upside. Thanks for listening today. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast. It's part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, if you enjoy the show, subscribe. iTunes, Spotify, two best bets. And if you enjoy the show, leave it a good review in iTunes. Hope you have a great Tuesday. We'll be back tomorrow to talk more Jets.